Hi, welcome back. Before you go any further, please make sure that you viewed the first part of the presentation. Right now, I want to talk about the Good Samaritan, and you'll find that in Luke 10, if you're not familiar with the story. The first thing the Samaritan did was go to the place where the beaten man lay. The Samaritan occupied the same physical space and emotional space as the survivor and was moved with compassion. Do you ever wonder how this encounter affected the Samaritan? These men were enemies. What a great example of place sharing and the empathetic grace that is shown. The others who passed by did not have any empathy, and from the looks of it, no sympathy. They were in their flesh. Their lives in this encounter were not transformed. But the Samaritan, showing this concern for his enemy, will be forever transformed. And so will the beaten man who was shown the kindness. The Samaritan man was living in the Spirit. If we were to keep walking as the others did, we would miss an opportunity to see Jesus in them and for them to see Jesus in us. Let's ask ourselves the question, which lens do I see others? In the flesh or the Spirit? Why is this important to us? Why should we want to be place sharers? It appears to be a lot of investment, and it is, and it isn't. I think of how Jesus invested in us and how he wants us to do the same. This falls into the love your neighbor and love God category of the two great commandments. If we are going to be disciples, imitators, and emulators of Jesus, this is how he worked. And everything about Jesus is an example for us. In seeing them, we see ourselves. And more importantly, we see Jesus. So you might ask yourself, where do I start? I say start with prayer, because prayer has to be the foundation of everything we do. When you think about praying first and getting direction from the Holy Spirit, it's going to make all the difference in the world as to the direction that you go. So start with prayer. Look at what is already going on in your life. Jesus is already working. Prayerfully reflect and allow the Spirit to show you the way to begin in the life that you're already living. Be careful not to think you have to reinvent the wheel or the process. You're more than likely doing place sharing already in relationships. I think about how I started. When I learned what place sharing was, I began to take a look at my own relationships and really began looking at what were my expectations in my encounters that I have every day, in and out of the church. I would become disappointed with people, sometimes irritated, wondering why they just can't get it and change. There I was finding myself looking for the next thing. Little by little, every day, I'm still adjusting my thoughts, habits, and attitude, not only toward others, but to myself, giving and receiving grace. It's intentional to live a life of place sharing. Let's talk about creating boundaries. Healthy relationships have healthy boundaries. There's a quote from Prentice Hemphill who says, "Boundaries are the distance at which I can love you and me simultaneously." There's another quote by Brené Brown, and she says, "When we fail to set boundaries and hold people accountable, we feel used and mistreated. When we think of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, then we can see the distinct persons, yet one being." It's also important to note that we should remain distinct in our human relationships and not become enmeshed. Another way to say it is entangled, trapped, or netted. It's not healthy. When we remain distinct, we acknowledge that Jesus mediates our relationships. It's okay to recognize when something is not good for you. Remember, you're learning about yourself at the same time as learning about the other person. I refer back to my friend at the beginning. The process of our relationship first went through this complicated, trapped, netted entanglement. I would receive calls to settle issues between mom and daughter at all hours, every day, for a period of time. My responses were not healthy, I admit it. And the dependency was not healthy. We had to have a discussion about boundaries. We have more understanding and less irritation now. What is our role as a leader? One of the church hacks is the apprenticeship square. And this reminds us, equipping and empowering new leaders is a core value in GCI. Just like Christ calls us all to be disciples who make disciples, we know that healthy churches have leaders who liberate and invest in their new leaders. Developing new leaders requires making space for new skills to be acquired and knowledge to be gained. The apprenticeship square provides a pathway for leaders to journey alongside team members to provide learning opportunities and support. I do, you watch. I do, you help. You do, I help. You do, I watch. Another role for a leader is to curate the space. In other words, taking care of the space by being open, honest, prayerful, and scriptural, to lead by example. What happens when we lead this way? We help create a culture and community that leads to the multiplication of place sharers. Can you see the power in this relational ministry? This is Jesus in action. Another point not to be missed is the power of place sharing in the context of team-based, pastor-led ministry. Team-based ministry is the space where this multiplication takes place. It can't be all about just the pastor and the Avenue champions. Jesus calls us as leaders to equip the saints. And when we bring a posture of place sharing on our teams, we create healthy teams and healthy churches. I want to encourage you to begin looking at place sharing as a way to understand and see Jesus in ways that you may not have thought possible. He is looking for willing hearts. I want to close us out in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much that you are God all by yourself. Lord, you see where you are, where we are, and love us where we are. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you that you are a loving God and a God full of grace and mercy. So we ask, God, that opening of our hearts and minds to be able to place share and to be Jesus to everyone we encounter and to see Jesus in them, to really be empathetic in the relationships that we have. Lord, show us where we can change and be better. We thank you, God, for everything that you do in our lives. And we pray it all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that you'll be blessed to walk forward faithfully and become a place sharer. Amen.